Recording. Okay, you're on.
I don't know if I was the only one that had to say I have the recording in process, but anyways, thanks everybody for coming, and thank Peg for being the hostess of the mostess here. She's always good, taking good care of us. And now let's not have any technical difficulties. I got two computers going, so I can go over what we're doing. So this evening is the agenda for the Board of Adjustments. It's obviously our regular annual meeting, 7 p.m. on the third Tuesday of January. So thanks for being here. Our agenda as this evening is, it's lined out. I'm sure you're looking at it. If not, I'll just run through it. Approve the January 2022 minutes. We'll do that in a minute. Elect a chair and a vice chair. Third, set 2023 regular business schedule. Fourth, conduct open and public meetings act and ethics training. Hopefully we're all done with that. And then last, discuss Board of Adjustment duties, training, and general procedures. So with that, let's go to approval of the 2022. And hopefully you folks have pulled that up. It's a one pager. It's pretty easy. Anybody that doesn't have that up?
I don't.
Okay. I can run through it real quick. I'm going to paraphrase. It's about a half a page, Randy. Our meeting was January 18th of 2022 last year. Tina Carlson was the chair at the time. Myself, April O'Neill, Jeannie Ziegler, forgive me, Jeannie. Let's see here. Randy and Daryl were appointed at that time. Peg is the clerk, and Ray Gardner was not in attendance. And we called it a meeting. We did do the swap. Tina had to leave as the chair, and I took over the chair at that time. And then Jeannie became the vice chair. And that was basically that. We went over the open public meetings and ethics training. Peg went through all that. Was there a question? Well, I just got a little feedback. Okay. We set the business meeting for this year, which we're doing now. And then we reviewed review of powers and duties, which was at that time going through the American League site that hosts the Boulder's codified ordinances and helps us as a Board of Adjustment look at the powers and the duties, or helps us with our powers and duties to find out all the ordinances and everything that we need to find. So I appreciated that. So that was really it in a nutshell. Just trying to go back, I think, and Peg, you're going to make sure I'm staying on track here, but I have to ask for a motion to approve the minutes?
Yes, ask for a motion to approve in a second, and then you take a vote. And I believe because Ray wasn't at that meeting, he's the only one of you who can't vote. The Daryl and Randy weren't officially appointed yet, but you were both present at the meeting, so I think you can vote tonight. So yes, ask for a motion to approve in a second.
May I have a motion to approve?
I move to approve the January 2022 minutes for the Board of Adjustment.
I'll second it.
Thank you. I have Jeannie motioning and Randy seconding that. Any opposed?
Nope.
We might as well ask. It was... Anyways, okay, let's go ahead and approve the 2022 minutes for that meeting, please.
So you ask for a vote.
Oh, do I have to? We have to vote. Okay. This is where the part I don't have correct. So help me out, Peg.
The motion was made and seconded, okay. So now you ask for the vote. All in favor, aye.
All in favor of approving the 2022 minutes.
Same. And each individual should answer by their name.
Okay. Aye, Gene Ziegler.
Thank you.
Aye, Randy Riplinger.
Aye, Daryl Fuller.
Aye, Jabe Beal.
Okay, and I'll have Ray down as abstain, or I guess that's a forced abstention. Yeah, whatever. I don't know what the term. Okay.
Okay. Now, can I move on?
Yep.
Since we have, all right. It is time to elect a chair and a vice chair. So the way that is right now, I am sitting as the chair and Jeannie is the vice chair. Geez, I'm not even sure how to do this. I have no problem staying chair.
Can I interject something here?
You can, because I don't have the procedural stuff down.
I didn't check the ordinance, but I'm pretty sure the terms chair and vice chair, I'm pretty sure it's like planning commission where you would be elected to a 2-year term. However, Jabe, since your term actually expired at the end of December.
Oh,
so they
okay.
reappoint you. So it kind of nulls and voids your chairmanship, I think. And I don't know about Gene, but just to be clean, why don't you just re-elect the chair and vice chair for the next 2 years?
All right.
Sounds good.
How about we go through this, and I definitely don't have the procedurals here, but
just take nominations.
Let's take nominations for chair and vice chair, please. Anybody?
I'd make a nomination that Jay remains the chair.
I second that.
Come on, Daryl, dogpile, man.
I don't have to second it. I guess I just vote aye.
You ask for a vote now, Jabe. After the motion and the second, you ask for a vote.
Okay. Maybe we have a vote on, I guess, voting for me as the chair.
All in favor?
Jeannie,
You say all in favor. Sorry.
All in favor.
Aye, Gene.
Randy, aye.
Aye, Daryl.
And Ray can vote on this one.
I need a script.
Yeah, aye from Ray.
Okay.
Thanks, Ray. Okay.
Good. Now you do vice chair.
All right. Do we have anybody who would like to nominate a vice chair?
I nominate Jeannie.
I second it.
Thanks. I third that one myself. Let's maybe we have a vote for Jeannie as the vice chair. Go ahead.
Randy, aye. Randy, yes.
Daryl, yes.
This is Ray, yes.
And Jabe, yes.
Do I vote for myself? It seems sure. Weird. Gene, yes.
Okay, good deal. Done.
I'm glad we can have fun with this. Anything else I need to do on that?
Nope, you're the chair and Gene remains the vice chair.
Okay.
I'll double check, but I'm pretty sure it's for the next 2 years. You don't have to do it again next year, but I'll check.
I'll need the script again, but thanks. all right, third item of business. Let's set the 2023 regular business schedule. Now, let me just go back and I remind you how we set that up last year. And maybe I'm getting this. I hope I can get this. Basically, it's the third Tuesday of the month at 7 p.m. is what we have done historically on this board. So is there anybody that would like to have a discussion about changing that or thoughts? Okay, I'm seeing head shakes of no. Okay.
Ask for motion.
I'd like to motion, may I have a motion for holding our regular business on the third Tuesday of the month at 7 p.m. That is, may I have a motion?
I move to have our meetings on the third Tuesday of the month at 7 p.m.
I'll second it.
Okay.
And we go to a vote.
Mandy, yes.
Carol, yes.
Ray, yes.
Dave, yes. We are cruising right along.
Okay. I'm up.
All right.
I'm going to make this very short and sweet. Because the open meetings, there's just a few things for your body to really be super knowledgeable about. However, I'm going to try to share a screen. Let me put this over. I'm going to try to share my screen that's going to show you. Hold on a second while I manipulate my stuff here. Okay. So what the mayor is asking all the bodies to do, wait a minute, I have to actually share. Okay. Are you looking at a screen right now that shows? Yes. Okay.
Yes.
She's asking all the members of the various town bodies to complete this course that's on the URL is training.auditor.utah.gov. And so you go to that site. When you click on that site, this is the screen that comes up, well, more or less, because they ask you to enroll. And it's a free enrollment. You put your name and your email address. Yeah, it's just a basic enrollment. And then once you're enrolled, then you can get into the course, the courses. This Open Public Meetings Act is the one that she needs you to complete the training and get the certification. So when you click on that, it'll start the course and you can stop and start in the middle. It'll keep track of where you are, but it's not very long. And I would say it takes 10 minutes. It's not very long. Go through that, see a video, go back and answer some questions. You're done. I'll go through the open meetings in just a minute. The other one is this introductory training for municipal officers. When you click on that, okay. It's hard to say where I'm going to show up because I've been in. And I apologize for the speed of my computer right now. This is it, thinking about what it's going to show. Okay, so when you click on that, the course that is the one that's important is this one right here, Introduction to Ethics and Nepotism. The rest of them you're welcome to go through, but it's not necessary for your group. It's the open meetings training and the Introduction to Ethics and Nepotism. Can you see all that on my screen here?
Yes.
Okay. So that one, the important thing, well, it's hard for me to say the important thing is because you're supposed to look at all of it, but basically what people have a lot of questions about on these bodies is at what point, since everyone's involved in multiple iterations of wearing different hats, at what point do I have to recuse myself from participating in a discussion or voting on something? And wait a minute, be quiet. And this training answers that question. And I'm going to kind of actually zip through part of this here. Okay, so this is what the training will cover, the ethics, the state code on ethics laws, conflicts of interest. So it will describe in suitable detail of what's, you know, considered conflict. And for our practical purposes, the main thing is if you're involved with, you know, somebody, your best friend, and they come before the Board of Adjustment with some question on an ordinance that they have a problem with. You can still participate in that discussion and you can still participate in that vote, but you do have to disclose what your relationship to this person is. If you honestly feel that you can be unbiased, then by all means participate and vote. If you feel like your relationship with the person will prevent you from being unbiased, then you recuse yourself. But it's pretty broad, and especially there's an acknowledgement in a small community like ours that people are almost by definition going to have a lot of conflicts, you know, where we kind of intersect with different people's lives in different ways. If you have a business interest or a financial interest in something that comes before the body, then again, that's up to your own judgment of how unbiased you can be, but the requirement is to disclose that interest. So the document that Judy wants you to sign, and it's a hard copy, she wants, I think you can probably get it online, but she wants to keep hard copies of everyone signing the conflict of interest form, and that has to do with this. And then there's the thing about penalties and nepotism in hiring practices and so forth. That's what this ethics and nepotism video is. So I will just let you go through that at your own pace and complete that one. Oh, it says 7 minutes, and then you go back and kind of answer the 5 questions and you're done. So none of this is very time consuming, but it'll give you some introduction. Again, feel free to go through the rest of the videos if you so want to do all or not some of them. Separation of duties sometimes is interesting. The grandma law is sometimes interesting, but these are your true things that you need to attend to. Okay, so as far as the open meetings, that's a state law, state code, and what is of particular interest to the Board of Adjustment, you will not have any closed meetings because there's nothing that you would discuss that would legally allow you to be in closed meeting. That does not apply to you. What does apply is the fact you need to be aware that there's a 24-hour mandatory notice for any meeting. Your regular meeting schedule will be posted. It'll be posted, and I think it has to be printed still in the newspaper as well. So that's your regular business. All things being equal, anything coming before you, people would have to schedule for your regular business day. There can always be some emergency situation for the valid reasons you will discover in the open meetings law. Emergency sessions can be scheduled, but in general, people need to stick to the regular business sessions if they have normal business. But that requires a minimum of 24-hour notice. It's posted on the website, on the Utah Public Meetings Notice Board, and physically at the place of the meeting. So 24-hour minimum notice, and minutes and recordings, of course, after your meeting. The recording of this meeting will be up in 3 days. And actually, the draft minutes need to be up in, by our ordinances, 15 days after the meeting. They don't legally have to be posted until 30 days after you approve, which means they're like, maybe another year goes by before I have to post the minutes. I don't know. It doesn't seem to make sense. But anyway, that's the law, is the publication and the notification, the minutes and the recordings. Those are part of open meetings. You have to have a quorum, which means a simple majority. So if there are 3 of you meeting tonight, that could constitute a quorum, and you could conduct official business with a quorum. And if you happen to get together, you run into each other at the market or at some party or some who knows what happening in the middle of the summer sometime, and you go, hey, good to see you, blah, blah, blah. And that's not an open meeting. You don't have to worry about it. As long as you don't discuss business in that situation, you are fine. So don't worry about running into each other. two people could actually talk about business, but three constitutes a quorum, and that would be an illegal public meeting. So just avoid talking about business when you are not convened officially. And actually, I did, you'll notice I did put this notification out on the web and PMN. Individuals, the public, could attend this if they wanted. Anyone could Zoom in right now with the same link you used. It would not be of a lot of interest to most people. So that's kind of what we need to go through that is applicable to the Board of Adjustment. Do you have any questions about it? Nothing has changed dramatically. It's the same thing. Electronic meetings, it's kind of the same requirements. And what the town does have an ordinance in place that allows you to have electronic meetings. So that requirement is fulfilled in the public meetings law or OPA. Okay, any questions? Okay, but have fun going through this. I noticed that they have this YouTube on this auditor site. There's several videos that are available on YouTube that look to be open to the public. Not sure if you have to actually enroll to see those. I mean, they're not secret, certainly. But to go through the actual coursework where you get the certificate requires you to go to that introduction to municipal officers. Okay. Was that part clear enough to everybody? Okay. Okay. I'm going to call that training, unless somebody has some other questions. No?
Any last questions for Peg?
It said on there you needed a certificate. And we were supposed to download them and print them off and get them to you on that open meeting.
The one that Judy actually wants to collect and store is the conflict of interest form.
Okay.
And she did have hard copies. She thought we'd be meeting in the room, so she had hard copies already in the room. But I'll just email you guys the hard copy or the like a PDF you can download and sign, bring back in, or email me or whatever. As long as she has that signed for me, the conflict of interest. I think what you're referring to, I think she did want to see your certificates of completion for the courses. So the open public meetings course and ethics course.
Yeah, that's what I was referring to.
Oh yeah. And those, the site itself will provide you with that certificate you can get.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. All right.
So does that also, Peg, does that also hit our fifth bullet there, discuss Board of Adjustment duties, training, and general procedures?
No, I was actually going to, let's see, am I still sharing the screen?
Yes.
Okay. So I went into our codification laws and just looked up Board of Adjustment. And so, I mean, that does what your duties are. One thing that may be of interest to you, if you get bored because you're not having any business and you really want to do something and no one is applying for a variance or anything like that, you'll notice that the Board of Adjustment shall recommend to the Council and Commission amendments to the general plan, amendments to land use ordinances, amendments to maps. I mean, it's possible for you to have that kind of input into some of the business of town. So I would imagine those would come about because of some business before you and you see a need to make some changes in what the ordinances are right now. I'll tell you right now, if you're not familiar, that the Planning Commission has been working on land use ordinances for the past couple of years, and it's very slow slog. We've got a consultant who's helping address some of these things. And frankly, his recommendation was, you know, keep plugging along as you can, but basically dump the existing zoning and particularly subdivision ordinances because they are so convoluted, ambiguous, vague, and conflicting in a lot of places. And they're just a mess to try to clean up on a onesie-twosie basis. So nevertheless, you've got to have something in place. So we do have, we're not dumping it with nothing in place, but there is an effort to go through the land use ordinance part of zoning and subdivision and really work hard at that. So, but I'm just trying to highlight that as a board, you also have the capability of making recommendations. So if you feel so compelled, you can call a meeting to address that. I mean, that's part of your roles and duties. And then the biggest thing, of course, is that there would be an application for a variance that gets submitted. That would be most logical, typical, the reason you would convene. And the variance would be someone who, by virtue of a unique characteristic of their property or something that makes it difficult or impossible for them to comply with all the ordinance letter to the law, they might apply for variance to have you look at something and say, well, because XYZ, it's not a frivolous thing. And it's not because whatever they're encountering is an expense to them that they don't want to undergo, but it's because maybe they have a river running through something that causes a difference in setbacks or, you know, it's some compelling reason that has to do with their property specifically that creates an unreasonable hardship for them to comply with the ordinance. So that's why there are very few of those. And sometimes in the past many years, the Board of Adjustments actually had a few applications before them. I can think of one in my entire history that actually was found an unreasonable hardship and awarded. Because the other things were the people didn't really want to comply for various reasons, but in the one case, it was because of like grandfathered property lines and so on and so forth. And it was just an impossibility. So anyway, there are very few and far between, obviously. Render a decision on a determination of a non-conforming use. If anybody has a conflict with a determination that has been made, like if the zoning administrator reviews an application and deems it incomplete or disallows it for whatever reason, and they go, well, that's not fair, we have a problem with that. That person, the applicant, can appeal to you. It'd be an appeal then, not a variance. They can file an appeal with you to review their application, review the zoning administrator's decision, and make a determination. So there's also that. Legal non-conforming, adopt bylaws. Okay, so that's kind of what your job entails, is primarily variances and also appeals. And I haven't seen anyone appeal yet, but it could happen. And the problem that you guys have is you have to get down into the real thick, down and dirty weeds of the ordinances, you know, to make your determinations. And it's really difficult because you have to attend to so much detail, but you don't get a chance to practice very often. And I'd say that's the hardship you guys have, is you come into these things cold, and yet you have to be the determining factor on looking strictly at what the ordinance requires. So it's not an easy job, but the easy part is there's not many people that apply for variance or appeal. So that's kind of, those are your roles and duties.
Thank you. I think it's interesting, and I don't know if I really understood that, Peg, that we could make recommendations. And with you said subdivision ordinances, was that correct?
Yeah.
That need to be kind of...
That's completely... the main one. Lee Nellis says, it's such a mess. It should just be dumped, but...
Yeah. Well, I guess that's just good food for thought for everybody who sit here. If, you know, I'm not proposing that we say, hey, let's look at that and jump in. But if anybody on the board comes back and says, you know, I've been looking at this a lot, can we talk about this? Please let it, you know, please reach out and let us know. And we can call a meeting to discuss those things. So, because I had not thought about that. I'm not sure I really understood that. So anyways, thank you, Peg. I'm going to open it up for anybody to, I'm just opening it up. Any discussions of anybody would like to have, comments? Okay. Going once. Jeannie's taking herself off mute.
I just wanted to say thanks to Peg as well. That was real. I thought that was very helpful and clarified some stuff for me.
Okay, good. I do once again recommend that you do at least get comfortable getting into the ordinances. And Randy, you mentioned last year that you've gotten into the codification, the codified ordinances. And they do make it easy to search for stuff. I didn't even log in and just did a search on Board of Adjustment. It's like, but if you create a login, that you do get to maintain filters and better, more advanced filters and annotations and highlighting and so on and so forth. But I think just getting into the Boulder ordinances and looking at just poking around and looking is probably the most you can do right now. Have any of you done any of the training videos that I sent along last time? I mean, these are things that are on the Land Use Academy of Utah. I can resend those training videos, but they're very broad-based. They're just kind of what we just talked about tonight of what you do, but not necessarily how you do it. So,
no, please send those. Anyway. Please, okay. I'll take the reminder in the email. I realize for me, I don't know about others, but as emails start to stack up in our inbox, it becomes very hard to find some of those things for me. So always sending those again is appreciated on my part, Peg. Thank you.
I'll do that. There's one thing as you were talking, it made me realize, like talking about email stacking up, because the nature of what you do, I mean, like you guys are you're kind of the last stage before an applicant would go, you know, screw this, I'm going to court. I mean, you are like the last Boulder stopgap before someone goes to district court. And as such, your decisions, if you were to make any, could also be appealed. And if such a thing were to happen, or if someone were disgruntled with whatever went on, they can appeal the whole process. And everything boils down to process. So I would suggest, just as a matter of housekeeping, I don't want to overemphasize this because look how much business you had over the past 5 years, but your emails would be subject, any emails that have to do with an actual business item, an application, anything you discuss, any of your emails could be part of a subject to a GRAMA request, right? I mean, all of my minutes and all that would be part of it, and the recordings and all that of the meeting itself, but so could your email messages. So it might be useful to maintain a separate little folder or file in your email system just for these kinds of business items, just to keep it clean. Then you don't have to go scrambling or searching. And I'm hoping by saying that I'm not jinxing this, but just makes sense. That's all.
That's a good point. I appreciate that. All right. I was on anything else from the group as a whole, doesn't matter what it is. I was on going once, going twice. I'm going to go back there and make sure there's not anything that anybody wants to bring up or.
You've covered it all.
All right. Yeah, I know we covered the agenda items. I just wanted to open it up. Well, may I have somebody to motion to dismiss the meeting? I believe that's where we are, correct?
Move to adjourn?
Move to adjourn?
No, one of you has to say
I have.
I move to adjourn, Daryl.
Okay.
I'll second that, Gene.
Okay, vote.
Vote. Let's vote on that. All in
Randy,
favor?
Yes.
Daryl, yes.
Dave, yes.
Ray, yes.
Gene, yes.
Dave, yes.
Yes, Jabe said yes.
Oh, okay, thank you.
That's all right.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody, and thank you, Peg, for taking good care of us.
Sure, my pleasure. I'll let you know
when it
comes up.
Thank you.
Right.
Oh, one thing, could you guys send me an email with your phone number? Phone numbers, I've got your email addresses, but your phone numbers, if I have to call everybody in a hurry, it'd be nice to have your phone numbers at hand. Thanks.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Night.
Night.
Night.